أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه إني لكم نذير مبين ألا تعبدوا إلا الله إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم أليم فقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه ما نراك إلا بشرا مثلنا وما نراك اتبعك إلا الذين هم أراذلنا بادي الرأي وما نرى لكم علينا من فضل بل نظنكم كاذبين صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 25, 26 and 27 of Surah Hud. At the very beginning of the Surah we discussed that when Sahaba, especially Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had noticed some grey hair on the face of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commented, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're turning white. In other words, you seem to be getting old. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst other surahs, the surah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that made him old was Surah Hud. One reason that the ulama have given is because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the incidents of some of the anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam of the past. They had come to the people, Allah had sent them, they invited towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The people had not accepted, they became arrogant, and hence Allah ta'ala destroyed them, and this created that concern in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first of these Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about is Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. We know that Nuh alayhi salatu was salam was sent to his people for approximately 950 years, and he continued to give the da'wah, the invitation of tawheed to his people. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the incident of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ. And certainly we had sent Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam to his people. What was the message of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam? It was the one message, one, إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Certainly I am to you a manifest and open warner. In other words, there is clarity in the message that I give. There is clarity in whom I am. This is one important aspect that we should remember, that Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they were sent by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they were compelled by Allah. It was compulsory. Some ulama wrote it was wajib or fard upon a Nabi to declare his nubuwat. For him to say, I am a Nabi of Allah, was compulsory. For you and I, we cannot follow Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, like Allah ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O mankind, I am a Rasul unto you. That was because of nubuwat. We cannot now follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam and begin to speak about our positions, our status, or whatever we may have to others, because that is boastfulness. That is supposed to be between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Second message, Allah ta'budu illallah, that you worship none but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Your ibadat should only be for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here, and we will find in most of the messages of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, it was Allah ta'budu illallah. It was not an tu'minu billah, that you believe in Allah. Because like we discussed yesterday, ibadat, one aspect is the tawheed of Allah, the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inni akhafu alaykum azab yawmin aleem. Certainly I fear upon you the punishment of the painful day, that is the day of qiyamah. That if you are not going to bring iman in this message And in this way, we find that the three aspects of Imaniyat have been covered. One is the Tawheed of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Second is the Nubuwat of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. And third, the day of Qiyamah or the Akhirah. What was the response of his people? فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ. The word Mala in Arabic actually means a group of leaders. So the groups of leaders, in other words, from his people, those that had positions of leadership, they responded to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, أَلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. From those who disbelieved min qawmihi, from his people. Number one, مَا نَرَاكَ إِلَّا بَشَرًا مِثْلَنَا. We do not see you but a human like us. You have no virtue over us. You have no excellence over us. You are the same like us. If Allah wanted to send a Nabi, that person had to be different, possibly an angel. And this was not the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Second, وَمَا نَرَاكَ اتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَاذِلُنَا بَادِيَ الرَّأِ. That we do not see those that followed you are none but those people whom araziluna, who are the meanest, the worst, or the lowest form amongst us. Second aspect with regards to them, badiya ra'i, they are people who have worthless opinions. That if they stand and they give their opinion, there is nobody that is going to listen to them. So what the whole crux of it is, that they are the impoverished, they are the low class of society, and now they have accepted you. Of course, they do not have any opinions, so their acceptance of you will not be acceptable to us. However, this has always been the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote letters to the emperors and leaders of different communities, societies, one letter he wrote to the emperor of Rome. The emperor of Rome, he was a Christian, he had read the scriptures, he understood this whole concept of Nubuwat. He called for the people that were from Makkah to his palace, and hence Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time who had not embraced Islam, was called. Amongst the questions he asked to confirm the Nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one question was, who are the people that follow this person? Are they from the community of the wealthy, or from are they the impoverished and who are considered to be the lower class among society? He replied, they are the lower class among society. He said, such is Nubuwat. This has to be the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this has been the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The third aspect is, وَمَا نَرَى لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ. That we do not see any virtue in you over us. You are the same as far as we are concerned. بَلْ نَظُنُّكُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. But we are sure that you are from amongst the liars. In other words, you are an imposter. And hence they rejected the Nuh alayhi salam and the message of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.